All right, folks, we're back. Oh, we're back. New episode of the Dealer Podcast. I am a dealer. We got Brian here with us. And we're doing this co-op thing for now until Randall fixes his joints. Another cold one? Or is that
LaCroix? I always forget to open it until, you know, it's polar.
Oh, okay. I've seen that one too.
I don't even know what flavors I've tried anymore. I don't even know if I like this.
Do you like the LaCroix better or the Polars? Interchangeable?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, they could have just thrown LaCroix in that can and you would have known the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
The only one I can think of that I actually know what it tastes like is the ice ones. Because they don't taste like fruit sweat. Like, this, it feels like like a cold orange that's precipitating.
Uh-huh.
They just put it in front, like on top of a glass, and then that's what you drink. That's what it tastes like.
That sounds terrible.
It's bubbly, so I just have it just because.
It's just because it's carbonated?
Yeah. Carbonated stuff makes me feel full.
For me, it's the opposite because it gets gas out. That's weird. That you'll get. I guess if you don't burp it out.
Yeah, make sure to hold my burps. I'm kidding. I don't do that.
That's.
I switch headphones. I'm wondering why it was harder.
What you mean?
And my my work headphones.
You have them split or something?
Different headphone jacks. I have two.
Oh, okay. Because it looks like they didn't have to change anything, so.
I just have them plugged in. I just swap.
Okay. So it's not split.
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Like, out of whatever output or speaker thing, you have a splitter come out and then you have both of them connected?
No, my interface has just two separate ports for headphones.
Gotcha. Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I can do settings for either one. So this one I just make really fucking loud if I wanted to for no reason. The other one will be fine.
That's how you can get somebody just who doesn't know anything. Like, hey, check out the song. You listen to it and it's like, oh, here. And then it's just they go fucking deaf.
I just play the dog explosion thing.
That actually might explode something in their ear. That was loud.
Maybe they'll do it with the dog.
And T-pose? Yeah, because their brain is short. All right. That could be our cold open, right? Anywho, that's a long-ass segment. I finally caught up with Tokyo Vice over the weekend, and also Invincible.
Whatever order, I'm indifferent.
And also Coachella, so I don't know, what do you want to tackle first?
Thing about me?
What is the thing about you?
Damn, for whatever, kid.
Well, maybe we can get Coachella out the way. That's what I was mainly doing. Really didn't need playing. I was going through Friday, Saturday, and some of Sunday. I fell asleep Sunday. I can tell you who the last people I saw were. But, yeah, started Friday. What happened?
I'm trying to remember who the last person I was listening to on Sunday.
If I
saw who it was, I would remember. I'm looking up the lineup.
Okay, but I was going to say, do you know if it's a dude or a chick, or...
I don't even remember. I don't know.
It could have been fucking...
I need the poster.
It should be in the music section. You just got to scroll up through our commentary.
I found it. I googled it.
Oh, that works too. All right.
Sunday. I didn't make it to Doja Cat. I didn't see J Balvin and Janae Aiko.
I didn't make it to... I wanted to make it to Doja, but I didn't. So I might try to do it for weekend too. It just feels like it definitely started later than last year's, but go ahead.
I know that I remember seeing Waiting Coilerae. No, I saw
coming up.
What the fuck? No, she was on She was on Saturday. This is old. The thing I'm looking at is old because she was on Saturday.
Coi Leroy?
And the reason I know that is because I was watching the archive of her on Sunday morning.
Then that was Saturday.
I'm starting to get real mad.
Didn't you say you found the image? Of...
Yeah, but I think it's an old... I think it's an old one, Mr. Grinch. 2024 lineup. Their website should be... I'm mad. By day. Okay, good. Oh, this is for next weekend, though. I'm starting to get real pissed, Anthony.
I mean, unless they made some radical changes, they're going to be in the same time slot, right?
I was hoping to see it, like, listed out so that I can remember.
Just open... You can open up the VOD of the actual stream. And then...
Still available?
I thought... Yeah, isn't it always available?
I don't even know.
Or do they, like, hide it after the second weekend?
I don't even know.
I didn't bother to watch anything that was a VOD. I'm like, I'll just treat this as like an actual live experience. I'm like, I didn't catch those. I'll see if I can catch them for weekend two. It's just it's so late. Like all of them ended like around 3 a.m. If that, like on a Sunday, that's rough because I got to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, damn, I would stay up, but
the last that I remember. Fuck. Okay, I think I remember now. The last person I think I saw was a guy named Eddie Zuko.
That sounds like a Tekken player. Or a Tekken like character.
I don't know if he's from Texas or from Cali, but he's Hispanic. I think he's Mexican. But before that, the one that I was vibing with was a fucking Hermanos Gutierrez.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you caught any of it, but it was just them... doing like Red Dead. I don't even know what kind of genre it is. Just guitar stuff, and it sounds kind of like cowboyish.
Uh huh.
And that's all it was. Is them
making cowboy songs?
Yeah. One guy held his guitar like on his lap and played. And the other guy played it regularly.
Uh huh.
It was just vibing music.
Well, I'm gonna see him on weekend too. Then that sounds pretty good.
I can... found a lot of fucking artists that I haven't heard, and the trend seems to be all UK. All the ones that I liked that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
UK somewhere.
That's fair. I wrote down the ones that I listened to because I knew I was going to forget. I did check out the first out of the gate Friday afternoon, I guess, for us. The Japanese House.
I didn't watch them.
That shit was dope. I'd never heard of them before, so it was a good exposure. I'll do some homework on their discography. But it was a dope-ass set. High energy, cool songs. That same day was Sabrina Carpenter was on.
I didn't catch hers.
Hers was good too. The set was pretty cool. She had like a motel thing going on there. Who else did she bring out? She brought out, no.
Sabrina Carpenter, I did see hers. You said the hotel, I remember, because she was uncomfortably tan.
Yeah.
Like her bronzer was like huge. She hit the race change button.
That's an actual button?
I don't know, but that's what it seemed like.
Do you remember who she brought out? Mm-mm. I don't know if she had a guest or not. Because some of these guys actually brought out guests.
No, I don't remember who she brought up.
Oh.
I watched hers in passing. Like, I saw him, like, then I moved on.
Gotcha. From there, I think, I don't know if this is the correct order, but Tinashe, I went to watch hers. Hers was really cool.
Let's have a little bit of hers.
I liked it. And a shout out to the ones that are, like, not the ones. Excuse me. To some of the performers who are, like, especially hip-hop, are actually singing. Tinashe was one of them. That she, like, it wasn't her voice played on the speakers, if that makes it. Like, what is that called? Like, you're just playing the track?
Yeah, the two-track, the stereo track, or whatever, or behind, reference track, I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, and then they'll try to sing over, and you can tell the difference, or Tinashe did a good job on doing it live. Skepta's was really dope.
I watched Skepta's, I had to.
Yeah, it was a really cool set. I don't know.
I did the two songs. It's funny, I was directing his set, and then whatever I
said. In real time?
Yeah.
Oh,
so like, all right, he has two songs that dropped this year. He's probably going to leave them to the end, and he's going to do he did a dance hall-ish one. I'm like, okay, he's going to go to 20 Man 10 after this. And then he did, and I'm like, all right, he's going to end it with the other one. car keys.
Uh-huh.
Tell him to gas me up. Like, he didn't end it with that one because that's his biggest and latest thing. And then he did it.
Oh, Mike, you should have recorded that as you were saying it. So that you can be like, ooh, and hit him with the magic fortune teller.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what hit, like any of his songs, so, but it was a cool and fun set. From there, we did Peggy Go?
Peggy Goo? DJ?
Yeah, that was a...
I liked hers.
Yeah, that was a high-octane fucking set. Justice.
I didn't get to catch theirs, so I'm a little upset.
Justice was pretty good. Did it? Yeah, they played some of the new stuff as well that they're teasing.
You going over the Friday stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of all put together because I just wrote it down as I watched it, so I remembered. Or near when I watched it. So then it was...
They made clips of some of the performances on YouTube because the live's gone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm scrolling through and trying to see what's... What. I saw Skepta for sure on Friday.
Uh-huh. Lil Uzi Vert was on Friday as well, and that was just crazy. It was just like, what is happening on screen?
I didn't see his.
You didn't? I thought you said you did.
Lil Uzi's? No, I didn't. Oh, Lil Uzi, yeah, sorry, I think it's Lil Yachty. Lil Uzi's I saw, and I was upset. He did a few songs, the throwback. He did Fire Alarm from his newest album. That's mm-hmm. one of the songs I did like. He did,
All My Friends Are Dead.
Yeah, right. She's up in my wedding now, swag at her wedding. Uh-huh. And I was singing along to that. That's probably the biggest reaction out of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then he did All My Friends Are Dead.
That's when I got the most reaction out of me. I'm like, oh my God, let's go. Yeah, the worst.
The fucking... Well, I'm trying to remember the name of the song. You'll get over it.
Uh-huh.
I know you said it. I was like, yeah, there you go. I was waiting for Sauce it up after, and I never
came. He never hit us with the sauce. Maybe for Weekend 2. They usually change some stuff up and have different guests and stuff.
Who else was Friday? I'm a little pissed.
And Lana is the last one I'm going to tell you about
from Friday. Lana's.
Okay. Yeah, man, the Microsoft... At first, I'm like, is it... I think we messaged each other in the Discord channel. Like, at first, I didn't know they were having microphone issues. So I'm like, what is happening? Like, I don't know if she was, like, picking songs that was, like, whisper level and just not coming through. And then as it came in and out, I'm like, oh, I think it's... mic issues.
Okay. Well, I just found a website that shows them in order from when they happen on each stage.
Okay.
Like time frame.
Uh-huh.
All right, Friday, I saw Young Miko.
Oh, how was Miko?
I liked it. A lot of it's... I listened to her album, but a lot of it's like... If 070 Shake and Bad Bunny fused, that's kind of her style of music.
Oh, that's cool. I like it.
Sabrina Carpenter's I saw, meh. Lil Uzi I saw. I
thought it was a good set. I
enjoyed it more.
You're gonna give him just the A, not the A plus. The A yeah. plus, the plus would have been.
Special Bluma I saw it twice. The first time at the VOD.
Oh, the VOD. I'm like, what?
I mean, I'm up at like 7 in the morning. So.
Uh-huh.
I like his voice. Because I've heard some of his like songs before, casually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it translates well to the way that they ran the audio. Because a lot of times, it sounded like the guys were too quiet. They didn't bring up the main talent's actual like mic.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, hit with his style of singing, it's hard to understand what the fuck he was saying.
So it sounded
the
just
second
like...
second night, because I knew what to expect, it was a little easier, but really fucking hard to understand what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lana, same thing. You can still tell that she's a great singer without the effects.
Yeah.
Each song that she does is way different than what's recorded.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed what I heard, but there was also mic issues going on.
Yes.
And Ocean Eyes was the first song I ever heard Billy do ever, so when that happened.
Yeah, I was super hyped for that. And, I mean, I think Billy's was working more than Lana's work. I heard most of her vocals throughout it, and Lana cutting in and out.
Billy's also has a stronger voice.
Like more projective, yeah.
And she brought out the boy John Batiste.
Oh, yeah. That was a really good...
I saw a lot of these. I just realized that was all on the main stage that I just named. So the only person I didn't really stay around for was Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, shit.
the outdoor theater, I didn't watch anyone.
You didn't watch anyone in outdoor?
I missed Justice. So that's the only one I actually would have watched. The Sonora stage?
There's so many stages, bro. There's one called Geo. Like G-I-O. So I'm like, it's Geo.
I don't remember listening to any of these on this stage either, for Friday.
It sounds like you just stayed on main stage the entire day.
Gobi?
Gobi. It's not Go. It's not Geo.
I didn't listen to any of these. The Mojave stage. Tinashe, I got bits of. Yoasobi, I got a bit of. And Hatsune Miku, I got a bit of.
Oh, that's the other one I did watch, was Hatsune Miku's. I didn't write it down.
Sahara stage. Skepta, I saw a Bizarrap. I saw Peggy Goo. I didn't see a teaser, Steve Angello. The fuck's the Yuma stage? I had all of them open. I didn't even realize there were this many stages. There's supposed to be six, right?
So yeah. They also had
two, three.
I don't know.
There's more than six.
What do you mean?
On the site?
Mm-hmm.
There's more than six stages.
What is
okay,
that?
Okay, so one, two, these last three weren't. I see. These last three weren't for stream. It was just for people there. So I said Mojave. That was the Tinashe and Sahara. Okay, yeah. That's my Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot the Hatsune Miku one, but that's the only extra one. And then it starts like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon our local time. So I had all morning to like chill and stuff. So that's how I watch.
Seven for us.
Sorry, 4 for them, 7 p.m. for us. Sorry. Yeah. It starts 4 o'clock their time because they're in West Coast. Oh, yeah. So the first one that we put on was The Last Dinner Party.
I liked them.
Same. I haven't heard their stuff before. Cool that they were like opening on Saturday. And I loved their set, was cool. Some of their songs were cool, too. I like how it sounded, so I want to see what they sound like recorded. And then from there, I went to Ray, R-A-Y-E.
I like her.
And, out the bat swinging. That's not it. Out the gate swinging. I'm like, what is... I turned to it, and I think it was like a minute or two late after she started, and it was still a great set from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I might have maybe heard of her before because the name looked familiar.
Yeah.
But I right up my alley. British. It was like a fusion of, there's like, it's like jazzy R&B. And I like the.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Enjoyed it.
It was a good, it was, these are one of the, my discovers for during the festival. From there, I don't think there was much else. The other option, this was like the lesser evil of all the other options, which was, I think, Vampire Weekend. Because everything else I was on at the same time, I checked and I just was not having a great time, or just not vibing with whatever was on stage at that time.
I made sure to watch them because I liked the band. I didn't care for this set. The Gold Rush section.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know, bringing Abraham Lincoln and Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
They could have fit more songs in there. He said that they found out about it a week earlier, so maybe they didn't get a whole set list.
That's what they said. Like, it was a week ago, so they probably like, okay, so we have zero time to plan.
Some songs from the new album, Classical, which I like that song.
Uh-huh.
I think he might have done a second one. Then he did one of my favorite songs from Diane Young. So I was going off.
Yeah, you're going in.
But I wanted more songs from them, and they spent too much time in the Gold Rush section, I think, personally.
Maybe Weekend 2, they don't do that.
If they're there for Weekend 2, because they weren't headliners, so I don't know.
Oh. Good question.
I actually listened to a lot. I think I listened to a lot of Saturday. Through watching it day of and then the morning before it, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
All right, main stage.
I thought you meant like live.
I tried to watch Sublime. While watching, I'm like, I realized like a eureka moment. I don't give a fuck about Sublime.
Yeah.
I thought I liked them. I didn't listen to Blur. No Doubt. I think the same thing.
Oh, but you didn't watch it?
I watched half of it the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't give a shit. And then I saw when they were wrapping up the show, they did highlights, and I saw Olivia Rodrigo on the stage with her.
Yeah.
So then on the second running of it, I watched it, and even then I'm like,
yeah. I don't know most of the songs. Like, I'm not a huge, like, No Doubt fan, so I mean, it was cool to see them back together and whatever, but it just, you know, different audience, I guess.
Tyler, the Creator, I watched.
Same.
I liked it. I mean, a lot of the songs he did the throwback section for, that's when I didn't care for his music, but it was nice to see the crowd did.
No, but the intro, I was already sold. I'm like, good set. When he made the whole, it's gonna make me explode, and it just cuts to him coming through a fake paper. I'm like, I'm in. Whatever crazy shit's about to happen, I'm good for there. Like, they played, when he brought out Rocky and did Potato Salad and the other one, I'm like, we're out here, dude.
Rocky was a given, in my opinion, because they're best friends.
Yeah, I knew he was going to show up.
Donald Glover, I wasn't expecting. What's funny is he brought up two people that he actually hated, and he kind of mentions it. When he started playing Window, one of his older songs.
Yeah.
Where Frank Ocean's on it.
Yeah. You got hype.
And I'm like, and I'm happy I'm hearing his voice, but the longer it went, I actually started to get actually pissed. And then when the song ended, I actually went,
yeah.
That pissed me off.
That would have been a time for him to come in. But remember,
that shit pissed me the fuck off.
Remember, there's always different guests, so there's a chance if they do Window again for this weekend, he'll come out. You never know.
Don't say that.
My bad. Anthony, okay, I'm giving you hope again.
I'm not in there for the hope anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I like that Caliucci came out. They can do a lot of songs together, because like perform, because they have a lot of songs together in general.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll switch the songs and she'll be in more of it. Charlie Wilson, when he came out, I'm like, I saw him, I was like, is that Charlie Wilson? I heard the voice, I'm like, that's Charlie Wilson. And then I heard him do Earthquake,
yeah,
like the part that he sampled. And I'm like, where's Playboy Cardi? He didn't even come out.
He didn't come out either.
No. I like that he's like, hey, crowd, do the sound. And I was like, don't set me up.
Yeah. You're the person I thought of when he said that. I'm like, if Brian's in that crowd right now, he would be yelling. Yeah.
Yeah, I got hyped for that section. And oh, he did Lumberjack, and I was doing the ad-libs for DJ Drama. He's like, yeah. Black boy, hop out. I was going, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
I was hoping, too, because Uzi was there, that they did Juggernaut, because that's the one with him and Pharrell and Uzi.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be a nice, more cross-collab of it.
Now we don't know they're going to have a producer war now with Metro fighting everybody. What was I going to say? Yeah, dude, that the Tyler Creator set was good.
I enjoyed it.
I think it was worth staying up.
That was the main stage of people I watched. Outdoor Theater, Vampire Weekend, I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you check out Kenya Grace?
I did.
Yes.
I was a little meh that some of those were pre-recorded. I know Kenya Grace because a coworker sent me one of her songs, and then someone I know sent me another one that they liked. They sent me a song as a response to when I was doing like one of my Instagram posts. Hey, this song's out, and like, you know, this sounds like you sound like this.
Uh-huh.
I liked it. Oh. I got to listen to her album because I've only heard like I think two different songs, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Easy to listen to, drum and bass.
After Kenya Grace, the next one was John Baptiste set. Holy shit, that was a dope set.
I watched Kenya Grace on the rerun. I watched John Baptiste three times. That's my set of Coachella. John Baptiste, that I fucking love that shit. I really had to watch his documentary.
That shit is really good. That set was very awesome. High
energy, a great blend of like genres.
Yeah.
I was not expecting Juvenile, but then when I saw them, like, that's right, they're both from New Orleans.
That's my first. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until just a second. So to this day, I'm like, why did Juvenile just come out of nowhere?
Yeah, they're both from New Orleans.
Okay, so that makes.
I was not expecting that whatsoever.
Me neither.
The song with Willow, I liked a lot, and then when she does the. And then the beat drops.
Uh-huh.
I was waiting for Kate Trinata to come out like this or something, because that sounded like a Kate Trinata section.
Like his intro to the favela sounds.
That pattern right there, I was like, the album. But John Baptiste, spoilers, throughout this weekend of Coachella, by far my favorite set.
Yeah, so far.
There's only one that comes close to it, I think. But it's like these two and then everything else.
He definitely brought it. I'm with you on that. I think that's that's the one to go to.
I'm sorry. There's two other ones close to it. So jump from Outdoor Theater, Vampire Weekend, May. I didn't watch whatever the hell Blast was. John Batiste. Killed set of the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Jungle, I saw twice.
Yes, I saw Jungle. Jungle was so fucking good.
That's a vibe. And they sound good. It translates well.
I love the minimalistic. It was just them standing on that shit. The lights that they would use, no white lights, red, and you could see them just playing in the silhouette when they have the white cam. I'm like, let's fucking go. Like, it was that's sick.
That's one of the three that I was mentioning. So that's up there.
Yeah.
I saw Gustafelstein's set. I enjoyed it. His mask, I fucking love.
I like his getup. I saw
when a bit of his too. And then the entire time.
He was there.
If Daft Punk and Handsome Jack fused.
Yeah, it was a whole, when I first started, I'm like, oh, that's a cool getup. I thought he was going to like take it off and do his DJ thing or something. That man was in character the entire time, dude.
There's a couple like of shots where like he looked at the camera and you see the yellow glowing eyes.
Yeah.
And like, that shit's crazy.
That shit goes.
If I ever became like a big like producer, somehow if I started DJing for whatever reason,
uh-huh,
I would join the I Have a Helmet
group. Yeah. There's no downside. You're going to look like maybe a dope, it's hot. Oh, you're right.
I'm always cold, though, so.
Immediately got me. The heat, I'm already with you.
But he said I enjoyed it a lot. Every time, he kept doing, splashes of the instrumental that sounds like the song he had with The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
What a time. Uh-huh. Then My Dear Melancholy, it never came up. Never did the whole song. Because in my head, I'm
you're right.
He did, I'm like, all right, The Weeknd's coming out.
Yep.
Transition to something else. I'm like, all right, did it again. All right, The Weeknd's coming. Never happened.
He might again. I'm excited for Weeknd too because they do usually switch up the guests. So there's a bunch of sets where The Weeknd could have came out in. Like he could have came out on Lana's set for Lust for Love or whatever. He can come out for
The Starboy interlude.
Mm-hmm.
Stargirl.
Or the Stargirl one, yeah.
That was the outdoor theater people, the Sonora. I don't understand any of these.
I think I already gave you my list for the day. It was Last Dinner Party, Ray, Into Vampire Weekend, Kenya Grace, John Baptiste, and Jungle, and No Doubt, and Tyler, the Creator. I guess I watched a lot Saturday.
Let me see. Gobi, Last Dinner Party, I saw most of. The Palace. I listened to maybe all of it. I added their album to my backlog. It's like Coldplay, but older Coldplay, where you're playing Russian roulette with yourself. Is kind of how it sounds like.
For the scientists, yeah. What the fuck like is the project called? Albums, yeah,
Russia Blood of the Hood.
That's what it is.
It sounds kind of like that, and I enjoyed it. Saint Levant, whatever.
Uh huh.
The entire set was what race are you?
Because what?
Every song was like 17 different things together. There's a song where it's like the chorus is him saying, "Habibi, te amo."
Uh huh.
And he's combining. I think he's from Palestine. So it was that, and then he was speaking French. There's some Italian in there, and like you could tell even in like the production or like the way the song is set up, he's throwing Spanish in there. Some lady came out. I also didn't know where she was from, but she was pretty. I don't know what the hell's going on. The entire set, I'm like, where?
What's happening?
But it was a good set.
I think I'm going to have to watch that one to be equally confused.
I, the entire time, like, wait, where? And then it took until near the end of the set where he mentioned being Palestinian. At least that's the first time I noticed. I'm like, okay, we finally identified where the fuck you're from.
Identified 1/17 of what he is.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
I'll watch that's Saturday. I'll watch it first. Look out for
Mojave stage. Kenya Grace, I watched. I enjoyed Ray. I loved both of them, I would say. Kevin Abstract, I watched most of it. I'm like, meh. I think he's from Brockhampton. But I didn't care for it. Bleachers, I remember the name. I don't remember anything about what they performed. So I don't know.
I'm going to check that one out. Because I think when Bleachers was on, was it John Baptiste that was on? Or Jungle? It was one of those times where they were starting near the same time, so you had to make a decision of what you're gonna commit to, mm-hmm. And that picks the other option. Not what was the other one?
Bleachers or John Baptiste?
Bleachers.
Yeah, I remember seeing their name on the corner. Yeah. I remember playing on them for a bit. I don't remember what I heard.
What you?
Charlotte DeWitt, I saw the night after or the morning after, I think, and I liked her set. It's like dark techno.
Oh, okay.
It was enjoyable. It's very autopilot. Like that's playing, and I think I was playing Unicorn Overlord, and I'm just like
going
in. I'm just babbling. Coiler Ray set was pretty entertaining. The drums I did not see. Sahara stage.
Is it Sunday now?
No, it's still Saturday.
Okay.
I saw Ice Spices.
Oh, hers is on Saturday, so I missed hers then.
Yeah, hers is all right. That's all I saw on Sahara stage. And that was Saturday for me.
So I'm watching that and the Saint Laurent on Saturday. I gotta make sure.
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. That's so fucking wild. And then for Sunday, I didn't make it past
25.
Sunday we started off with Taking Back Sunday because Janina knew the band. So
I watched it as well.
You didn't like it?
No.
I don't know. I don't know any other songs, but it seemed like they were rocking out. So
I knew the Gun to the Head one.
Okay. I was like, they did a bunch of songs too, I think.
I can't say that maybe it was like poor performance. I don't know. I didn't listen to them like that to really have a gauge of how it was. But the guy just was annoying me. And he kept doing weird shit with the microphone. So the audio guy and me, I'm like, just stop.
Oh, and yeah. He'd like this. Twirl it or around his neck or.
Yeah. Like, bro, wear a necklace. And then, I don't know why he leaned down and moved one of the mics that they set up. I had thought he was going to do more crowd work. And so he did it so that they can get picked up. I don't remember him doing anything after he did that.
Yeah.
Like, what's your problem?
I don't know.
I didn't like that set.
He might have been all like drugged up or something.
I'm pretty sure they put him there because it was Sunday and their name was Taken Back Sunday. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I'm pretty sure they got the Sunday spot because they're Sunday in the name. But I don't know if they were like sought after because of Sunday.
I don't think they are sought after, but I'm pretty sure they were put there for that reason.
Yeah. Definitely. From there, I watched Rene Raps. Rene Rap. I think pop, I guess.
The pop lady with Kesha.
Yeah. And it was a fun pop time. There was hype, catchy choruses, stuff like that. She had some other songs where she was like, for real singing. And I'm like, okay, she definitely has range. And I'll have to check out some of her stuff because that's the first time I've heard. Never mind. There was one song on there during her set that I'm like, I know this one. I also watched the Kurang. Oh, no. First
Kurangbin?
Kurangbin, yeah. That's the one I couldn't. Sorry. I saw Bebe Rexha first, fell asleep near the end of that. And then when I woke up, Kurangbin? I don't know if I'm saying that correct. Anyway, theirs was in the middle of the set. So, like, I woke up to them. So, I'm like, oh, snap, this isn't working out. And then I just went to bed. Because, like, I don't know how many sets I've passed. I just woke up after falling asleep during Bebe Rexha's. And it's not because the set was boring. It's just that it was night three now of me trying to stay up late, not only sleeping for a few hours, and then waking up. What's up?
I didn't realize Thames had a set. I didn't make it to that. I would have wanted to watch Thames.
I mean, they're coming back.
I don't know if they are.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Remember, they switched out some people that aren't headliners. I don't know.
I think she'll be there.
I think I'm mad.
And that's all you I can... You're... I missed after anything that's after Bebe Rexha, whatever time that was, I missed all of it. So hopefully this Sunday I can catch up on it.
This is probably the lightest day for me. It's because it's a fucking Sunday. You know,
yeah.
The day after, but
same.
YG Marley, around that time, like the first acts for the day,
uh-huh.
I was cycling through pretty actively, and I saw on his randomly that he had, I think it was Lauryn Hill and Busta Rhymes.
Oh,
that's cool. He's making new music.
Okay.
It's just Busta Rhymes doing his verse for Look At Me Now.
Oh.
I was like, what the... And then it ended, weird. And then he hugged him and walked off. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to something else.
That was weird.
I caught a bit of Renee Rapp's. Meh, it's not for me. Nothing against it, just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Same thing with the, I don't know how to pronounce it, Karin Leon. It's like a, kind of like a, not cumbia music, but like Mexican, kind of like a Grupo Frontera.
Mm-hmm. Like a mark? No.
But like a little slower for me.
Like ranchero music, around. I guess?
Yeah, thank you. I that's what it sounded like, a little too slow for me, but nothing against it.
Okay.
I wasn't mad at what I heard. Okay. The Rose, I heard a few songs from. I don't know what their ethnicity is, so I don't want to assume, but it was like English mixed with an Asian nationality. Like,
oh, okay.
There's maybe two songs. I've never heard of them before. There's two songs that I like. For the most part, it wasn't for me. Karangbin, I didn't listen to, but what's funny is I saw the name on the set list, and I'm like, that looks very familiar. And then while my music's on shuffle today, I actually have one of their songs in my like playlist.
Oh, so you've heard of them before?
But yeah, I guess. let me see. The Sonora State, Hermanos Gutierrez, I watched all of theirs. I liked them a lot. That was the Red Dead.
Oh, yeah. The
desert
cowboy music. Yeah.
I enjoyed it pretty thoroughly. Eddie Zuko, I'm indifferent. It was a fun time, but I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it again. And then the Gobi stage.
Yeah.
Olivia Dean, that's the other set that is like right up there with John Batiste. I mean, never heard of her before.
Uh-huh.
Another UK lady doing like neo soulish kind of music.
Okay.
Great voice. Great songs. She started tearing up in a bit because I guess she's like very bashful. And she had a big audience reaction.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, stop. Like, try not to,
uh-huh,
to cry. I was like, that's you're right, my book.
Olivia Dean, I'll set. Check her out then for that Sunday? Yeah.
I had YouTube Music up, and then she had an album that dropped last year. She was doing a lot of songs from there, I noticed. And I kept thumbs up in whichever ones that I want to go listen to the album. But out of 12 songs,
uh-huh,
listening to out of context, I liked 5 of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, her set's up. John Batiste, Jungle, Ray, and Olivia Dean sets were the standouts for me.
Ray?
The UK lady.
Oh, it's Ray. Oh, okay. R-A-Y-E.
Yeah. Mojave Stage, Taking Back Sunday, I watched. That's it. Sahara Stage.
Oh, damn, you didn't.
I saw Sahara Stage. I saw Dita Lau.
Okay.
Like, another DJ set. And it was enjoyable. And that's all that I saw.
Yeah, it was like I mentioned. I had like 3 that I saw, which was just the Bebe Rexha one, Taking Back Sunday, or Taking Back Sunday to Bebe. Oh no, into Renee, into Bebe Rexha. Passed out. Woke up to the gut to Karangbin. So I have a lot to catch up on for the sets for weekend 2. But it was dope. I enjoyed it. And that's it for Coachella, I guess. Unless you have anything else to add.
No, it was enjoyable. I would literally load it up, have some bevies, and then just either play something or just stare directly at the screen and vibe out.
Yeah, it was really
I
good
still
time.
Will say I liked last year's set more, like a lineup.
Yeah, dude, we had Omar Apollo. We had fucking
Catronado.
Catronado was there.
I watched that his set like 4 times.
Dang,
that was my shit. It's crazy. I didn't realize how much I liked Catronado until I saw him have a set, and I'm like, that's my shit.
I'm trying to look at 2023 lineup real quick. Oh yeah, dude. Returning to the Desert, Swedish House Mafia. Is this 2023? No. Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Ye. No, that's not it. Yeah, last year was Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny, Blackpink, Frank Ocean, but one of the fucking weekends. He didn't even get to come out because of curfew shit. And they did the same thing with Tyler, the Creator, where he had to end his shit early because of curfew. To go on too late.
It was Rosalia, Frank Ocean. Was great from yeah. last year. The Kid Leroy. Yeah, there was a lot of Sophie Tucker, Remy Wolf,
Chromia. Last year I watched Bad Bunny, Gorillaz, Burna Boy, Kitchenatus 4 times.
Yeah, I forgot.
Becky G's I watched twice. Metro Boomin's I saw. I didn't see Pusha T.
I did. I remember we talked about it last year. That Pusha T's was like earlier in the day.
Hate it here. I saw SG Lewis's and I loved it.
I think Fredigan was on that year or was it the year before?
I don't know.
Because Fredigan had a great Coachella set.
I didn't know Benny had a set. I think I'm mad. Teo had a set. I didn't see any of those.
For 2023?
Yeah. Rosalia, though, she was a standout for me. I liked her set a lot.
Yeah.
And her cover of Enrique Iglesias, The Hero, I need that recorded. Mudra Massa set was good. Chromeo set was me. Sophie Tucker, I liked their set too. Caliucci set was good. I didn't realize her and Don Toliver actually are together.
Oh, really?
Mentioned that her having a kid.
Oh.
Creator mention. But the entire time, because they do a lot of songs together, and then they're like up close whenever they're performing. I'm like, oh, it'd be cool if they were a thing. So I made that happen.
Damn, but you got some powers on you, bro. I thought Cannon was on last
year. Cannon's was, yeah, on Sunday. I saw their set.
Weird, I don't even see it listed on here.
You see where A Boogie's name is?
Yeah.
Go down two.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, Bad Bunny's had Gorillaz as well. Because Friday was pretty lit. To have Bad Bunny on a Friday in the beginning of Coachella, that was hype. Metro Boomin had a good set that year. Shake as well.
Kenny Beats was... I loved Kenny Beats' set. Beats. I don't know what accent I just picked
Bits.
Up. but I liked his set a lot. And he did... Out of nowhere, he used Chief Keef as a transition song, so... Kenny's all right with me.
Yeah, it looks like... Yeah, I knew more of the artists last year than this year. Looking at the list. And it actually looks like there's just more artists last year.
Maybe.
Or it might just be the font, like, playing a trick on me. Cool. Yeah, it was cool. So we got one more weekend of that. In the meantime, while I was waiting for the next whatever stream to start, I think it was Saturday morning, caught up on Tokyo Vice Season 2. It's all out, so I saw the finale. And I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. This one feels like more of a... of an end. Like, I don't know if they're making another season or not.
Allegedly.
Because I do know that there's a... there's apparently the person who wrote the book, who's... I mean, the character Ansel plays, that he wrote this story. Apparently there's another one called... another book called Tokyo Noir. And I'm like, a detective version? Set in Japan? Absolutely. I'm there. So if they do make it, I'm down to watch it. But it sounds like this story kind of wrapped up.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Like, if they don't make another season, I'd be okay because it feels like a natural ending point. But allegedly, this thing, if they get picked up for a third season, they're down. Like, the ball's not in their court, what it seemed like.
Okay. That's cool. I love the season. If you have never seen Tokyo Vice, it's only 2 seasons long. Definitely worth your time. I think, 8 episodes each season?
Something like that.
I don't have anything else I was going to say. I think it just, yeah, it was really good. I like all the aspects of, like, the journalism part where he's, like, chasing down a bunch of leads and shit and getting himself almost killed every time. One of the running jokes from the first season is just him getting his ass beat every left and right. And then for the beginning of this season, I'm like, I wonder if this is going to be a continued thing where he just keeps getting punched, and then we're just going to have to Do you think he looked like a boxer by the end of the season two? But no. They kind of go into more higher stakes money, like political moves slash, you know, high end organized crime. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I love that. Everyone did a good job playing their character. New characters to the series. I forget his name. Hashirama. What's the name of the annoying fucking guy? The guy they basically
broke
so you could hate him.
Yeah, I know. I know who you're talking about. Sato's...
Hirama, I feel like that's his name. I don't know.
It might be Hirama. It's Sato. It's Sato's, like, lead or superior, direct superior.
Mm-hmm. Great performance from him because when he's on the screen, you get uncomfortable because he's irrational.
Yeah.
And then we're rooting for him to get shot in the mouth.
Yeah, dude, yeah,
he played that well enough.
I think from the first scene he was introduced, I'm like, I already don't like this guy. There's there's something about his bravado here that I'm like.
I don't like his send-off, personally, the way it was done, but I liked it happened.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, having everyone, like, use a hand to
that part baptize was fun, him. I don't like that Sato lost the fight, basically. Like, he had to call the assist, he had to call Doom Missile.
Oh, right.
I was hoping he rocked bruh.
He rocked the bruh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why he didn't do that, but...
Sato's story, I think he gets the biggest shine of the season.
For real, dude.
Every part of, like, his story, I'm like, nah, I wish he did this, but I mean, it makes sense what they did. Uh-huh. Like, for example, instead of... The girl from Legion, I was tired of her maybe... 3 episodes in of the season.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I was just
Samantha?
Yeah, Samantha. And then when Sato's with trying to be with the lady with the kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wanted that for her. But then her reasoning makes sense. Cause, I mean,
yeah, she doesn't want to be involved with... She has a kid. She doesn't want to be involved with the Yakuza.
Mm-hmm. So that made sense. And then him respecting him, like, good guy. And then he just goes to fucking Samantha again. He just gets people murdered.
Yeah,
I got tired of her. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's not to say the actress did a bad job. Just her archetype of character is not for me. It's the same thing within the Deuce. Main James Franco's on and off girlfriend. Tired of her. Like the season after she's introduced. Just not, that archetype is not for me. But Sato having like a dad figure in one of my favorite characters. Who, I mean, spoilers. This show, all my 3 favorite characters are no longer alive. Yeah, that's pretty hard spoiler right there, considering he dies in this season.
Yeah. That's why I'm like a spoiler. But whatever, it's fun.
It happened. Yeah. But him having him as a dad figure and then seeing him kind of molded by that and becoming like the actual Uyabun that they should be, as opposed to irrational Majima looking dude.
Yeah. That was a good reference. I know who that is.
Mm-hmm. And his little relationship with his brother.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting that the parents and them introducing the mother. This season was him.
Like, it was Sato's, yeah.
And I loved it.
I'm all for it. I was rooting for him since the first season, and then he had big moves made, so.
He was the 4th favorite character, so he was safe, I guess.
They got it.
The writer for this is like, oh, I saw your record in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you kept him at 4 so he doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
He spoke with the writer of JoJo, and then like, oh, he's fucking like these?
Mm-hmm.
And then minus fist through chest, they all died.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I like the detective. I forget his name now.
Yeah.
Katagiri.
Yeah, Katagiri.
I like it. I like that he kind of bends a bit, which is when that happens with a character like his, the way it's written, it's kind of like, damn. And then, but it's like a damn, but then like, maybe it makes sense.
Uh-huh.
You're still on board with it because the goal is still him, but the means is what changed.
It keeps you in the gray area where this you know it's not an absolute good thing to do, an absolute bad thing to do.
The thing I was worried about, and I'm glad it didn't happen, his boss, I thought they're going to try to push that as a thing. Like, he's going to make a break in the Yakuza stuff, and then he's just going to scissor her or something. And I'm glad nothing like that happened.
Same, dude. I'm like, don't be an asshat. You got a family. You made a point of, I'm doing this for my family. Don't fuck it up.
Right. You can bring your morals for justice, but not for them.
Yeah, not for them. That's how it felt. And he kept to it. Just a loyal man.
That's kind of the theme of the season, because Jake and family, they finally introduced the family. They exist.
Oh, that's true. Because before it was the
mother on the phone, and then the tapes with the sister.
Yeah.
And I thought when he goes over there, I thought I was going to hate all of them. But their reactions to things are justifiable.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing like over the top about them. There's like a regular family dealing with some hard shit. And then their cabrón son.
Part of me hates that he left for the sister thing.
Yeah.
But then it kind of makes sense with the way they painted him and his dad.
Yeah.
Like, do what's right. Them deciding to just show the dad's perspective on the phone call was chef's kiss.
Yeah, it was really good.
Something I'm missing. I don't like that Jake was a little bitch asshole at the end, where like he's basically got on his knees just to get the story, kind of.
What do you mean? What
I'm talking about? One, in order to get this case, like, signed, sealed, delivered, he had to sell someone out.
Oh, right.
I didn't like that.
That was a weird thing to put at the end of a scene. Like, they've been pretty neutral, their relationship, and then by the end of it, just, hey, let's ruin this relationship.
I didn't like it. It was
weird.
Didn't line up. That's the one thing that didn't line up to me.
Yeah, he told that he gave away the name? There was no other way.
I don't know.
There really was, like, no other... You didn't have any other chips.
They didn't show enough of that relationship either for me. Like, yo, he broke that home up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There was just like one sex scene, and then I think he would come by for a bit, like the beginning of a scene, and then leave or something.
I thought it was more like a fling, but then this man was like, yo, I'm going to change my last name to first name for this kid.
Yeah. Oh, the thing that I almost pissed me off, I thought the guy who makes, what's it called? The guy who makes cake? We're in spoiler territory. Fuck it. The guy who makes cake was going to die. And I'm like, no. That kid, all he wanted to do was make cakes, bro.
You know what's funny is I thought that he was the mole.
Really?
I thought it was him.
Nah, it was weird. Nah, because he works. I don't know. He just never had that. I'm getting paid. Like, he was too innocent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if for him to comfortably bake cakes like that, I thought that he was, like, set. That he went on to do the baking stuff. And I think the growing, like, jealousy, I think he would have been, like, try to sabotage Jake's story.
Maybe.
But they just don't like that he didn't die.
No,
I needed someone to die from when shit got real. I needed someone to just revolver to the kneecap and then to the ass or something.
That's what I thought was going to happen with Cake Guy. Cause I'm like, oh, damn, they chose to take him out. I'm like, that's messed up. And you can see the guy walking up when he starts walking immediately. I'm like, how do you not notice clearly Yakuza men walking behind you at breakneck speed?
The second I saw someone in black come up, And the way the ankle was, I'm like, he's gone.
He's gone. I'm like, damn, bro, they got him.
Mr. Robot showed me to always look in the background, and this was not hidden.
This was not hidden at all. And the thing that, I thought he was like dead, because the way he stabbed him, I'm like, that man was literally stirring his insides.
He literally did a Tekken combo.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, bro, he's dead. And then it cuts to, oh, he's been stabbed. He's in the medical facility. I'm like, okay, I guess we're playing favorites.
That should have been that's another reason why I thought he was it.
What?
That's why I thought he was the mole as well.
Oh.
He survived that. He must have had something underneath.
The one that got me was the chief. when she was up front with him, and he was like, "I'm not a perfect man," and then but I'm with something else. I forgot what the line was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Oh shit, my fault. Cause I thought it was you too, bro."
The brother thing, I think that played out stupidly.
Oh man, I did not care about her sub story. That's one thing I wish she had, like, something else was done there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, let me go slap this kid in public. Like, that was a pretty shocking scene, I guess.
It made no sense.
And then, yeah, and then she ends up working with the guy anyway, so.
The stalking part would have made sense. Like, let's say if he's like, oh, he's not good enough for it, and then he's like, I'll prove it to her. And like, if he stalked him.
That would make sense. To catch him slipping or something.
Yeah.
Not, I'm gonna go slap the shit out of this kid.
That shit did not make sense to me, but oh well. And then nothing really happened after. Like, they said, oh, you dropped the charges.
And that's it, yeah.
So, and they never showed him again.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was a sub-story I did not. It was unfortunate, because I've seen her Pacific Rim and stuff. I'm like, I mean, she can act, so. And there's parts in this show that you can, it's clearly visible that she can fucking act. What else are sub stories that are there?
Jake and the mistress. I don't know.
Oh, that's another one too. I'm like, I'm not too hung up on these two, right?
Mm-hmm. Then the only reason I was okay with it is because I was like, don't be with Sam.
You're like, anything, please.
Yeah. I don't need this shit. Or swapping spit with two different dudes. I mean, I like them both. I'm like, pick one or you get shot next time they go into the club. You get shot, then how about that?
So other people catching bullets for your ass.
Yeah. This guy's just trying to build buildings. And because of her destructive pussy, now he's... Oh, man.
Over here fucking exploding everything.
But shout out to the actress, because she's a good actress. I liked her in Legion. But just... I don't like the characters you play, man.
Oh, you don't like her in Legion as well?
I'm okay with her in Legion, I think, now that I think about it again.
Okay. The 4-second rethink?
Yeah, I thought back, because her whole arc in there, I don't mind. I mean, she was being manipulated by Mr. Legion.
Yeah.
Past her future, and she's like, I don't need this manipulation.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with her in Legion.
Thanks for Thanks for Samantha in Legion wrap-up. Yeah.
But Sam? Nah.
Yeah.
Can't stand that. I wish she shot the guy, though, when she found the pretty boy.
Yeah, like, that also went nowhere, too. It's like, what? I don't know. I, she pulled it out. I'm like, mm-hmm. Brian's probably clapping right now.
That was honestly her last chance at redemption. If she would have shot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Street cred redeemed.
Mm-hmm. And she's literally done nothing.
I mean,
trying to build buildings.
Just buildings. I mean, she's been moving cash around pretty much. Because now she has to deal with the mama. The, what's her name's wife? Tozawa's wife.
Oh, yeah. Potentially.
Or unless it was just her trying to, like, literally buy herself out, because she technically owes money to them. Because remember, they funded the cash for, well, maybe not hers specifically. Who knows how that works? Anywho, it was dope as shit. If you haven't seen Tokyo Vice, please go watch it. Invincible, I saw the last episode of. And, man, that came and went, right? That big baddie that comes up at the end, that ended real quick.
I don't...
My problem with this...
last episode, I liked maybe the first third of it. And then nothing happens for two-thirds of it.
Yeah. It's like him... It's like they're setting up for some big shit later on. Because they cut to the ship again, and now, what's it called, are in contact with each other. Full spoilers for Invincible, by the way. Alan's talking to Nolan, and I guess they're going to plot their way out of there. So they're probably setting up for, like, the reunion, or, like, the the recruiting phase of whatever anti-Viltrumite army that they're setting up. My issue with this, season is because we took a break in the middle. Like, I didn't think it would bother me, but like, starting watching the first two after the huge break, I'm like, this would have been still cool to just watch at least weekly, right? But they did it weekly, I think, and then four week break or whatever. I don't know how long it took. Or 4 months. I don't know how. When did. Was it 4 months?
It was months. I don't know how much.
Anywho. And then coming back to it, you're like, oh, what? What are we doing in season two? Oh, this plot point just happened? Okay. And then after some of the recap, you're like, okay, I know what's that. What's been happening.
Can I still say also his girlfriend? I was already tired of her in the first season.
I'm with you on that. Amber?
I'm like, stop trying to make it work.
Is it Amber? I think it's Amber.
I was just tired of her. And honestly, this is what pissed me off too. When the future, you said, hey, she's with it. Adam Eve.
That pissed me off immediately.
And then he did not. I'm like, bro, you're not invincible.
You're not. It should have cut to the invincible sign just going, like, honestly, falling down.
When I saw that, I'm like, I want to see what his brother does.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for him to grow up.
I mean, he'll get there fast. It looks like a kid's speedrunning aging, so.
Because, what's his name, Mark?
Yeah.
He acted like Mark. Yeah.
Thank you. When you said Mark like that, I'm like, I know what's coming. You're already in character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. I guess now it's finally official, which is cool. Now we can hopefully get the Adam Eve thing working. But again, he's like, I'll wait. Yeah, for whatever reason.
Let me, with confirmation of a 20 years in the future version of her.
Yeah.
Let me will they, won't they?
Yeah. She pretty much told him, yeah, tell me, please. And he's like, oh, okay. And he saw the opportunity. He looked at her hand and said, nah. I look at my fucking dog, Doctor Strange fucking poster.
Yeah. Doctor Shrey.
We don't know if that's a stray dog.
It's the closest thing I can get that was related to a dog.
Oh.
What else happened? The lady, the Viltrumite lady that came in and almost ended Amber.
Yes.
What's funny was, her hand was there and I added this.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm like, is it over finally?
I would have went back to Viltrum for
her. Same. I'm with you on that.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
When she did this and like, oh, one frame she's there, it would have cut to me and one frame I'm nude.
Yeah.
I would have been nude in front of Amber.
Because the camera does go to her and then it goes back to Mark.
Yeah.
So you've just been completely naked?
Gone.
Holy shit. Cock out or underwear.
When is he gonna train? Like, what's he doing?
He's training by surviving every fight he's ever been in. He's applying the Saiyan motto.
Just beat the fuck out of me until I murder.
Until I guess, you beat the shit out of me until I'm so angry that you're beating the shit out of me. I guess so strong that I beat the shit out of you.
I completely forgot that villain existed. This season had like a Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3 effect. There was so many fucking villains and side stuff on it that nothing really stood out to me.
Oh, you think it's trying to balance too many arcs or too many?
Because they're like, oh, let's make what's it called, the Avenger Kids? What's the name of that group?
Guardians of the Globe, right?
It's like
the Globetrotters.
Something like that.
I think it's Gang. Yeah.
Fam Five. What is it?
Yeah.
And then they're trying to do the sub story of, hey, this guy's not a robot anymore. Bang the little girl.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with their side story because I mean they set that up in the first one. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But then the duplicate and in the immortal guy, I don't give a shit about this.
Oh. After the fight they had?
Yeah. That was the thing that broke.
It's weird.
Bro, you died and came back.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. Your name's immortal and you died.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Yeah. I don't understand. What else happened with them? I didn't give a shit about most of the new people.
The new people?
Yeah, the wasp like.
Oh.
I mean, I cared about Rex, and then he got shot, and I thought they're gonna be brave about it, and then
they sure did
rebuild him.
Yeah.
I like the little PTSD doubting moment, but then it came and went the same fucking fight.
Yeah.
Which that should have lingered more.
But
that's fucking happened.
But animation is very expensive. Here's some shortcuts of ways they take time and like save time. I'm like, okay. That was a good segment. It was pretty much talking to us directly, like, fucking chill, please. Mm-hmm. These are hour-long episodes now. That takes a lot to animate.
There's something that... Oh, the other villain, the fucking starfish?
Oh, what the hell?
He had that in his body, and it didn't control him still?
Yeah, I don't know.
Literally in him.
Yeah. Inside. I don't know. Usually when it comes to the alien stuff, I'm like, whatever they say, okay, I'll just go with it, because...
Nobody died there either.
Yeah.
Well, I should say either, because where Rex was, people died.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
Yeah, that's really it.
That's it, yeah, because it was just that he was in space for a bit, because they attacked the place him and Nolan were at. Then he comes back home, goes to space again, has that Mars fight you just talked about. Comes back.
About that, yeah, when they do the Mars fight. Someone needs to train that kid.
Yeah, dude. He's walking around, he's running around with this, like a chicken without a head.
When she flash stepped on him?
Yeah.
When she flash stepped through the octopus's mouth, I'm like, yeah, you better. Again, nude. So I would have put my clothes back on to fight the octopus, and then I saw that. Out.
Yeah. She's not even close to one of them. That's the problem.
Alan already passed her.
Yeah, Alan's already, like, well, because he had combat experience beforehand. He just got super strong now.
Mm-hmm.
This kid needs that training, dude, because he is slacking.
You know how it would help if he was with someone else with powers, and then they could also work on them together or some kind of thing?
Yeah.
Instead of Amber?
Trying to live a fucking college life. Fam, you can fly.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nico. That's wild, man.
The mother thing, though, with the arm snap and all that, I didn't like that.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
It was very well done. Yeah, I'm like, I am grasping. I'm like, don't you fucking dare. Don't you dare.
If she dies, I die.
And yeah.
I put on my my Shadow Realm dual disc.
Holy shit. What was I going to say?
Words.
Besides words. Yeah, I don't know. The 4-episode comeback to finish off the season, I wanted it earlier, I guess. I don't know. I wanted to just binge the whole thing. And having that break in between, kind of like, I forgot what happened, / what's been developing here. So, I don't know. It was a cool season overall, though. And, of course, I'm waiting for the next one. There's a lot.
I laughed when he said I thought he was stronger. So I'm like, if you say that.
That's, I actually liked that line a lot, because he immediately went to, how do I justify this? And he started losing. He's like, I thought he was strong last week. Like, I'm invincible. I'm not, you know, and he started going crazy. And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for that last episode, that whole section.
Yeah.
Was the chef's kiss. And after that was just a whole lot of Mark being a mark.
Yeah. Mark the mark, bro. Yeah, that it was great performance. So shout out to almost everybody this season.
Yeah, I mean, no one, performance wise, it was fine. It's just decisions made.
The clone episode was good with the agent finding out.
Oh,
really good episode.
I was gonna say Agent Coulson.
Me too. That's why I didn't say the name. I'm like, it's not Coulson. I'm just gonna say Agent Harris. No, is it Harris? No.
That sounds familiar.
I
keep seeing his face and then still hearing Coulson.
Yeah, same.
No.
Donald. Donald Ferguson. And that, as soon as I read Donald, I heard Cecil say...
Donald.
Yeah, Donald. I'm like, damn, bro.
Cecil feels less like, I don't really give a shit about him anymore. He's like if Nick Fury got ignored.
Well, yeah, everyone's fucking ignoring him in this season. I'm not sure. Everyone's like, what? Donald's over here finding out he's a fucking clone. The Guardians are just doing whatever the fuck they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense why he's making Mecha Army.
He has to. Like, what? Because he's trying to be the Batman of the situation. Like, what if they all turned on humans, right? All these people with powers. So he needs to have a backup plan. Very X-Men-like. I need to start watching that, by the way.
Same. I'm waiting for the season to end, though. Which is what I kind of feel like I should have done with this one.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Is X-Men 97 not finished airing? Oh, I thought it's been
out. I think 2 more weeks?
Wild.
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought about rewatching all the ones prior, but probably won't. It's a lot.
How much is it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
So really, I'm just lying.
Yeah.
But what I if you check it's a lot, because it's like an old cartoon.
I mean, I can tell you, let's look it up, right? I don't know what that was supposed to be. The 92, it's supposed to be the 92 one, right?
Sure.
There's 5 seasons.
Probably like 20 episodes a season, probably.
First season's that's season 2. First and second season are 13 episodes each. Season 3 is 19. Season 4 is 17. Season 5 is only 14. So none of them even reached 20.
In the 30 minutes. 23 minutes, probably.
Yeah, 22 minutes.
That's still a lot of time.
I'm going to go check how long the other one is. X-Men 97?
I think it's hour long, I think.
Oh, really?
I think I could be lying.
It's 33 minutes. Yeah, you were lying.
See? I've never even heard of X-Men. There's talks of people that are like, yo, Street Fighter's back, the new Street Fighter. X-Men 97, X-Men are back. When are they going to do X-Men versus Street Fighter like they did before? Like as a fighting game?
That is true, because they're slowly getting X-Men into the MCU, so...
All I'm saying is...
It might be time.
A versus game? Did it's Capcom? Something, dude.
X-Men versus... That would be cool. And I'm sure Marvel's down to give them the license.
I don't know what Marvel wants anymore.
No, Marvel doesn't know what Marvel wants anymore.
They're the infinite die.
That's what I'm saying. Like they could have just a small port somewhere of 3, you know, or seven, you know, like I don't.
All they have to do, I don't even. If they never release another game, whatever. Just add actual rollback to Marvel. Like make an update for Marvel 3 to have rollback. GGPO rollback, and then leave it alone. You'll be fine.
It will live forever.
That's all they need. That's what Tong never sleeps. Tampa never sleeps. He did it through Parsec.
Uh huh.
When he used to run his tournaments.
I mean, Parsec's
like a Marvel now.
Yeah. Oh shit! Almost deleted something from the list here. Do you want to tackle something on your list?
I'm down for whatever.
I also listened to Empress. Empress was good. Empress was fun, I guess, because I only ended up adding one song to the library.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was just Feminine.
Feminine?
Or Feminine, yeah. That. Like that was just going off. Isn't that track is Feminina?
She doesn't count in that.
Oh, I'm just making noise. I'm not saying no. Like I'm just going with the cadence. Is that not it? Am I saying that completely different
song? You're throwing me off. Say, do it again.
I can't do it again.
Okay, no, I can't. Huh?
Yeah, I'm too shy. Neat? Is that what it was? Yeah, it's this song. I hope it's not going to play on the audio here. Let me see. Good. It's not. It's definitely this song.
I was just rattled because I thought you were saying she says that. So that's what threw me off.
Oh, okay. Well, then disregard that then. But go ahead.
Out of 11 songs, I liked 5 of them.
Uh-huh.
That song, What Type of Girl Am I? Fácil, Baby Boy, and okay. What's Love?
Got to do with it?
Got to do. Same thing I thought of Rosalía's album. The only reason I mentioned is because I mentioned her name earlier for Coachella.
Uh-huh.
Some albums, like this album, For Your Consideration, it sounds like they're made with like sync licensing in mind. Like it's the songs were made to be put into like a trailer, uh-huh, or like a movie or show. That's what, that was my thought of most of the songs on this album.
Now that you say it, the one that I like, the Feminina, does sound like a party or a compilation, like a song that would play right before Vin Diesel gets on the scene and says something about, mm-hmm, family.
It's literally scene or venue change in a movie.
Yeah.
The show it's a club. They show people enjoying themselves. And then when the beat drops is when the characters get here and someone goes, welcome to... And then they walk into the place and they give them the overview of whatever the next mission is.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too, but it's like, since a Feminina sounds very tropical, or not tropical, but like, it's, you know, not American.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that they'd be like a Costa Rica, like it cuts to, hey, where are we going to find Dom? And then it's like, it cuts to Costa Rica and then the song's playing in the background as it's doing, mm-hmm, pan shots of the island or some shit.
She's apparently Honduran. Fun fact.
Okay.
So
Hispanic.
That's how I felt about it. And that's not said as like a negative or anything. I find it interesting that that's kind of like the mindset of going into albums. I liked it overall. Those 5 songs I end up liking. But overall, mm-hmm, I didn't really have any complaints.
For me, it's like, it's not complaints. It's still, they're all solid. It's just none of them grabbed me. And then that fucking beat, that transition to the fucking beach scene is really good.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. I'm looking back at the songs, and there's only one off the top of my head. I don't remember how it sounds, but apparently I liked it.
That's the beauty of checking the playlist of like My 24 and stuff. Because I'm like, all, mm-hmm, right, what? Especially quarterly or like every couple months, I'm like, let me just hit this on shuffle to see if anything will survive the cut.
I think maybe 2 or 3 songs I've cut so far. But that's it.
I don't think I've cut yet. I've been pretty picky with my tracks this year. That hasn't been like a huge... Wait, I'm a liar. Am I a liar? I might be a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a liar. No, I'm not a liar.
Which one is it?
I think I'm both. I mean, besides yours, like obviously. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Besides yours, that's clearly the standout of the year.
That Brian guy sucks.
Did you? Oh, I forgot to ask you. Did you hear Spite by Omar Apollo?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like I ended up hearting it.
Uh-huh.
If I can be honest with you, I don't remember what it sounds like at the top of my head right now, but I ended up hearting it.
You're just going to trust an autopilot, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I'm pretty picky on what I thumbs up, so if I did it, I probably, there's maybe a reason.
Oh, I don't know if I told you. You know there's a new Fred Again album?
Yeah, USB.
Yeah, dude, I heard
it. It's on my backlog.
It's good.
I have quite a bit of backlog, especially now post Coachella weekend.
The one that you're going to really like is Berwyn Gesaf Neighbor on Fred Again's, because the sample he uses, It ha- they also have Rumble from the Skrillex. Still in the jungle. Yeah. And then Lights Out, shit slaps, dude. Yeah. Good shit, my friend, again. We're just speedrunning album reviews, I guess.
Yeah, I recommended half an hour or so for Empress of the album. Very, to me, I'm just assuming, very sync licensing centric, with like to put it into shows or other medias in mind is what it sounds like. Easy listen. Almost sub half an hour, it's 31 minutes. Anything around that length. Unless I hate it, I would just say go for it.
Okay. Oh, I heard Ariana Grande's.
I still fuck, apparently.
That's good. I haven't heard. That's good. It's a much smaller project. I think it's only like half an hour. Not a lot of like pop centric banger, like banging songs, if that makes sense. Like,
is it ballady?
Yeah, it's more ballady.
Oh, shit.
So it's pretty nice. I think so.
Oh, shit.
There is like one or two like that are like, okay, this might be like the song that I put on the radio, but the other ones are, I don't know, it's more like a more intimate album. It's pretty good.
Okay. I gotta listen to it. Did you listen to anything else on my list?
No.
You listen to Vampire Weekend?
But I mean, after checking them out in the set, I'm like, they might be cool, so I might start looking through their stuff.
Okay, Vampire Weekends. I think this is their fifth album.
Yeah.
Only God Was Above Us.
Yeah.
47 minutes, 10 songs, right? Out of 10 songs, 8 of them I thumbs up.
Damn!
What an album.
Oh, yeah?
Well, listen to this album. It reminds me of words. It's like a modern Beatles in the way that it's still like rockish, but very abstract in a sense.
Okay.
And I didn't realize they're from Texas until I heard them, because I've never seen them. I never heard how they speak. I've only heard them in song form.
Mm-hmm.
I was completely surprised by what they sound and look like.
Like the heavy Southern accent, or?
Yes, a Southern accent, but in the music, you do not hear it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't hear much when they were performing. I don't know where they were from, though.
Yeah, I assumed vampires in the name. I thought, like, maybe UK, maybe London or something.
Oh.
I don't know why. From beginning to, there's only two songs that I'm like, eh. And it's not to say that they sucked or anything.
Uh-huh.
At worst, okay. This is how I felt about them.
I'll have to check them out, then.
Favorite song, let me see, the standouts to me, I don't know if I could just say three. Actually, I can say my three favorites. I don't know the order yet.
Okay.
But Capricorn, which is the third song, that's it, slaps. And I mean, he wrote it for me, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Connect, the instrumental I like a lot, and there's bits that are really weird, but I like it. So like the chorus, he does like a filter effect on his voice. Where it sounds like he's ramping up, and it sounds like he's like on like he's pitching up, so he goes like that, and it sounds a little dissonant.
Okay,
like it sounds like it's against the grain, so it sounds like it's like off key or something.
Uh huh.
But it just sounds interesting.
Okay.
And I like a lot the instrumentation, like the patterns he did in the song. I like it a lot. And then the third one's Mary Boone. I like that song a lot. Okay. It reminds me of Diane Young, which they performed the Coachella mixed with what the fuck's the name of that song? Because it's also one of my favorite songs from them. It's a fun fact, behind me is my favorite album from them, Modern Vampires of the City. What's it called? What's the name of the song? What's the name of the song? What's the name of the song, Brian? Step. There's a song called Step and a song called Diane Young on the same album. It sounds like a blend of those, Mary Boone, and that's why I like it so much.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll
check this one out.
It's up there for my favorite albums of the year already. I would say very New Age Beatles-y. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to insta vibe with it, but I'm going to give it a shot.
I recommend it. I mean, unless you don't like that kind of rock, you're like indie rockish kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's probably not for you, but And I liked it enough that I can recommend to anybody, but I can understand who wouldn't like it. Like, if indie rock isn't your kind of thing, you're more an EDM person or a rapper or R&B person. Probably not for you, but hey, experiment. I think this album's good enough to warrant at least a listen once. 0 out of 10.
Sounds like it's terrible, yeah.
Chief Keef and Mike Will made an album that the whole premise of it's supposed to sound like mixtape Chief Keef.
Yeah.
18 songs, 56 minutes. A lot of these are old, I don't know if it's last year, the year before, singles. Out of 18 songs, I thumbs up 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. The other ones, it's not that they're bad. I just found them entertaining. Not enough to like, but I found they sounded funny to me.
Okay.
If you, whatever you think to yourself, what does a rap mixtape sound like? Mm-hmm. Whatever you assume is probably what you're going to hear.
What you're going to hear that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It has the producer tags fucking ladled all over the songs.
I can't, dude.
It does, like, even the mix-wise for some of these songs, minus Status, because that was one of the singles he dropped. Sounds like mixtape quality. As far as like an aesthetic, they nailed it.
Okay.
If you like Chief Keef, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yep.
If you don't like Chief Keef, it's probably not for you. And it being almost an hour, if Chicago like drill's not for you, like you don't like that kind of stuff, drill rap, dude, you're not gonna like this.
It's not gonna. Like it's Chief not gonna sway Keef, you. So
I enjoyed myself with it.
Okay.
I got one more album, Heavy by Sir. It sounds different than I remember Sir's music sounding like. Could be because the Isley Brothers cover I heard from him. It sounds one way, like the Isley Brothers. And then, like, easy listening R&B is kind of what I think of when I hear his name, Sir.
Okay.
This was a little more introspective of an album. There's a lot of stuff of him saying, like, he's not perfect, or, like karma for making bad decisions in life, or, like, him being, like, ignorant, and the names of the songs are literally, we read it, that's what the song's about.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
overall, I enjoyed it. It's 50 minutes, 16 songs, I hearted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Okay.
Isaiah Rashad's in it, and it made me even more excited that he's dropping an album this year.
Did he have a date on his?
I don't remember. He's in it. Ty Dolla $ign's in it. Anderson .Paak's in it. And that's one of the songs I liked. Absol's in it. I don't know who Scribbs Riley is, but they're in it.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
Scribbs Riley?
I enjoyed the listen. If you're not really too big on R&B for the most part, and this is a little more introspective sounding compared to what I remember him sounding like.
Uh-huh.
If you're into baby making R&B, it's more than just like let me talk to myself R&B.
Okay,
might not be for you. If you just don't like R&B, not for you. It's really the only people I would think wouldn't like it.
That's usually the main op there.
It's almost an hour, so that's why I can't recommend unless I'm passionate about like the Vampire Weekend album. But I stopped myself from listening to more albums today. Because I think I'm going to switch back to title. Since after I left, the tier I had of the quality of audio is now cheaper than YouTube Music. I'm tempted to switch back.
YouTube
Music is a shit show.
Yeah.
It's a search engine company. Doesn't let you search through a playlist or sort in your playlist by artist or anything like that.
Gross.
It's fucking dog shit. The only thing that's making me second guess it is no ads.
Ooh, you're losing the YouTube Premium then. Yep. That's heavy. That's a heavy ass choice. Cause fuck those YouTube ads, bro.
Fuck them ads, but when I started thinking about it, the only things like long term videos that I watch or like long form videos was Coachella, because it was a stream. And when there would be an ad, it's in the middle of you waiting. So it's not like the ad's in the middle of anything.
Yeah.
Like tournaments for streams and then just podcasts like Kill Tony. Shout out to them. It would be in the middle of that. But really the content that I watch, it's not too big of an issue.
That makes sense.
And more often than not, I'm not even watching that. I'm watching the shorts, YouTube shorts.
Of the same channels, though?
of like just clips of random shit that's in my algorithm.
Because you watch, okay. So I'm assuming you get a bunch of Kill Tony clips.
Kill Tony clips, I get battle rap still.
Nice. Now we're just mixing in Kill Tony with battle rap.
Yeah, I get like just music making stuff. Like, I get dumb shit in my YouTube shorts. It's the you guys use TikTok for the most part.
That's what it seems like. You just use shorts as your TikTok.
Yeah, because I don't use TikTok. I think I got to the point on TikTok where I have so many notifications that I'm intimidated and I don't even open it.
That's wild. You can disable the number. Would you see a number on there?
No, so on the icon, no. But yeah. When I open it, so like, let's say you send me it, and it's like, oh, I shared a video with you, and I click it. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, 999. I'm like, nah. And I don't even watch the video.
It's too many. 999. Yeah. If I hit you with max messages, that's probably
at max, but I have the numbers triple digits, I think. Not just from you. Like,
okay, I'm like, what? Because I could have sworn you've replied before.
It's been a while. I still need to do stuff for TikTok, but then with them saying they might shut down TikTok, I've been hesitant.
Oh, we don't know where that's... who knows if that's even going to be pursued at this point.
I need to find even more time to dedicate to shit so that I can just transfer stuff to TikTok.
What do you mean transfer stuff to TikTok?
Like, just post on there.
I mean, just make the video once on DaVinci or whatever you're using, and then just upload it to multiple places.
Yeah, but I gotta do that.
Which part?
I mean, I technically have the video done already because it goes to YouTube. I would just have to post it on TikTok.
Oh, gotcha.
But I think I need to switch to the...
What fucking Pokemon was that?
I need to switch it to the vertical way. I need to figure out a way that I think it looks aesthetically pleasing. Because my videos are this, and then the actual art's like this big because it's 1920 by 1080.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, it doesn't look too hot because you just put the whole frame. You have to edit it so what you want to show on screen comes up.
Yeah, I got to do that. And I got to do it before next week because every other Wednesday is when I drop stuff. So next Wednesday would be when I drop something.
Or just take the time to design a vertical layout. That way you don't have to worry about re-editing what you already have and just make a different video for...
That I started, and I remember putting the same art. It was back when I was doing just the Reflect playlist, like the background or vibes thing.
Uh-huh.
And I put the art there, and then, because it's more condensed, I put my logo over it the way it is now.
Okay.
And it looks fucking hideous. And I didn't try to make it look better. I was like, ew. And I went back to the other way.
Oh, shit.
I put minimal effort into making it look good. And then I kind of just quit. So I got to try again.
And just make some sort of vertical version or design versus the wide that you have for the thumbnail.
Yeah. I think it lets me make it. I think YouTube regularly, like non-short wise, lets you use the vertical way. I need to find out how to make my channel a music channel. I think I looked it up once and I forgot everything I read.
You just go to the YouTube thing. I know we're doing a tutorial here live on the podcast.
Like, to make it an official YouTube channel, or official music channel.
Oh, I don't know. My bad. I know when you upload videos, you can put the categories for each of the video.
That I have set to music, but I remember my phone finally gave me a non-spoiler useful article, and it's like, oh, how to turn your channel into that. And then I read it.
And no clue what I read. Didn't bookmark it? Nothing?
I don't think I did.
For Christ's sake.
Very disappointed in myself.
Like, this is pertinent information. I hope it stays in RAM. Okay. Well, I mean, you could just Google that. How do you turn your YouTube channel to an official music channel or whatever?
Yeah.
I thought you can set that up with DistroKid, because that's technically another platform you can upload your music to.
If I had the account already, it lets you do it. It makes a YouTube topic account for you, to which what happened with my first EP, Fine Wine.
Uh-huh.
Did not age like it, in my opinion.
What?
I said did not age like it, in my opinion.
That's wild.
But I know with YouTube Music, I'll let you link it. I remember looking it up, and I found a lot of conflicting stuff, and I couldn't really understand what I was looking at the time, and now I forgot the useful part of it. But I know that you can have it post to YouTube and YouTube Music for you. It's that it just wouldn't let me. I tried to put in the info for my channel, uh-huh. and it wouldn't post it on there for me.
That's so weird.
I think it's because it's not an actual YouTube channel or music channel, mm-hmm. and that's when I
got to this started. Point.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't, when you're looking for how to do it, if don't like send somebody shit like channel ID or passwords or some bullshit, or add like auth codes or something and send them mm-hmm. auth codes. I guess we're done because we're talking about fixing YouTube channels here.
Up to you, man.
I think so. Got an hour and a half. With that, peeps, we'll be back next week. With most likely Rise of the Ronin review, because I'm about to hit credits. Or close enough where I've cleared out most of the map and stuff, and I'm probably going to hit credits soon on the main missions. And maybe... What is that movie called with Henry and what's it called that's coming out soon?
Hmm?
Is it a Guy Ritchie movie? I think it is. Yeah, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. That comes out this weekend. I might go check it out in theaters.
I haven't been to the theater in a while. I still haven't seen Dune 2, the Dune ending.
That's out on digital now, so you can watch it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Highly recommend it. It's fucking awesome.
I don't even know what's out. I don't know what's out. I don't know what's been announced. I don't know release dates for any of the movies. I don't know what's going on.
Kung Fu Panda 4 is out on digital, too.
Did you watch it non-digital?
No. I still have to watch
it. You like it?
Love it.
I've only seen the first one.
Oh, then you're still behind.
And I had negative bias towards Jack Black at the time.
At the time, yeah.
For no real good reason.
Yeah, we thinking back about it, we just hated him.
Yeah, I just don't think it's... I don't know. I think maybe I saw him do a joke one time, and I didn't like that joke. And as a kid, I was like, this is it.
That was the last straw. The first and last straw.
So if you're hearing this, Jack Black, I didn't mean it.
Yeah. The first and last straw was that fucking joke.
I don't even know what it was. I don't. It's all irrational. Like, there's no reason for any of it.
That's fair. All right. So, yeah, probably those. I'll come in here with that, with my impressions. And what? And probably with which. And probably thoughts on whatever sets I didn't catch this week and. Or past the past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, I'll. See some of the ones you mentioned, and maybe, hopefully I'll stay up long enough for Dojos on Sunday. It's gonna be a rough Monday morning.
Since you saw John Batiste already, I highly recommend whenever you can watch Olivia Dean if she's on this weekend.
Yeah, I mean she's probably been on a different time, right? Because you said you watched Batiste and her.
Not the same time. She was Sunday.
Oh, then I'll definitely check her out because Batiste wasn't Sunday. Batiste was Saturday, wasn't it?
He was.
We just had everything in front of us. Hold on.
He was Saturday because Friday was Lana Del Rey and he did a guest thing for her.
Exactly. Saturday. He was Saturday.
I need to watch his fucking documentaries, especially now. I'm like, this man is... I wish I was him.
That man is music, bro.
Yeah, and he looks like he genuinely likes it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I don't know, man. He's an inspiration.
He's winning. Yeah,
shout out to him.
Shout out to John Baptiste. And shout out to all of you listeners and watchers and likes. Yeah, and likes? And all the likes you give. Anyway, I botched that. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.